Big Fish Thoughts podcast. I'm doing it again, which, you know, surprises many, I'm sure to say. And I guess I'm going to start today's post, I don't know what it's called, episode, with a bit of a joke. Now, you know, it's a maths joke. Well, you know, it's based around maths, so to speak. And basically, there's these three functions. There's sine x, cos x, and e to the power x, and they all go to a party. And, you know, they get there, and sine's there doing his little wave dance, and cos is there doing another little wave dance. Slightly out of time, but, you know, they're cool nonetheless. And after a while, they say, hey, have you seen E to the X? You know, well, I haven't seen him for a little while. And cos X goes, no, I haven't either, actually. So they hunt around the party for a little while, and eventually they find him, and he's sat in the kitchen in the corner, looking distinctively unhappy. And cos X goes, hey, E to the X, you know, what's wrong? And he goes, oh, well, you know, it's just, you know, I don't really know anyone, you know. And Sine X says, oh, don't worry about it, mate. You know, you've just got to get out there and integrate a little bit more. And E to the X says, well, you know, I would, but it wouldn't make any difference. Well, I thought it was funny.
You're listening to Big Fish Thoughts on your podcasting thing.
So pretty much every day for the last year, I've got this little message which has popped up on my screen telling me that I need to update to the latest version of Norton Antivirus, you know, otherwise bad things will happen, and, you know, all sorts. But, you know, frankly, I never bothered because it always costs money. And, well, it still costs money, but I eventually got around, you know, deciding 2006, probably ought to update it, you know, it's been a little while. So I did, and, you know, it downloaded itself from the internet and did all sorts of magic things. It took a bit of time because of previous version was blocking it, or I don't know, something stupid like that. I never really follow these things. Anyway, eventually got it all installed, and you know, everything was sorted, and it comes up, you know, would you like to turn on Norton Antivirus 2006? And I was like, well, I've paid for it, you know, I'm not going to leave it off, am I? So, you know, I turned it on, and all of a sudden these big red boxes and everything pops up, and, you know, there's messages everywhere, and it's doing all these things, and frankly I thought the world was going to end, but, you know, it didn't, for obvious reasons. It was just, you know, a computer, after all. Now, you know, I was left with just this one red box that says urgent attention. I was like, oh, dearie me, that must be bad. You know, I've probably got a virus or something that's going to delete all my files in 32 seconds. So, you know, I nervously click some view details, and it comes up. Warning. Windows automatic updates is turned off. And I was like, oh, for God's sake, does that really matter? You know, I've no idea what it is, nor what it's going to update. Oh, God, no. Didn't seem to warrant an urgent attention. Bit of overkill, you know, drama queen, so to speak. So, you know, I press fix now, and it sorts it all off. I go off and do a few other things. Yeah, it's all good. Come back later. I thought, all right, you know, just paid for this. Probably ought to do, you know, a virus check, you know, scan the computer, see what's found its way there. So I did. And, you know, doesn't tell me how long it's going to take, or anything like that. You know, it says, now scanning my documents and settings. Right, okay, fine, you do that. So, you know, I left it half an hour and came back. And it's still on, you know, scanning my documents and settings. It hasn't done anything, you know, pretty much. Last half an hour, well, it says it scanned a few 100,000 files, or, well, not that many, but quite a few anyway. Big number. More than 10. Yeah, anyway, so, yeah, left it there scanning for another half an hour, came back. This time it says, one virus threat detected and 6 other security threats. And I'm like, oh God, you know. But it doesn't give me anything, it doesn't tell me anything about them, it doesn't tell me what these threats are, so to speak, it doesn't tell me whether it can fix them, or, you know, anything which you would like to know if you've got a virus. No, instead, it makes me wait another 2 hours whilst it finishes scanning my stupid computer, before eventually telling me that it's some joke program that my sister installed 2 years ago to try and trick me that made the cursor move the other way from the mouse. So, you know, I said, okay, sort it out, Norton, you know, do your thing, so to speak. And it did, and it deleted it, because frankly it was a stupid program anyway. I had a few other things that needed deleting as well, but, you know, didn't really understand what they were, worm or something like that. I thought that was the game that you played with the shooting and stuff, but obviously it's some threat, I don't know. So yeah, so that was all sorted out. And then all of a sudden, this other little message pops up. It says, urgent attention. God, not again. Quick view details. Warning, Windows automatic updates is turned on. I'm like, what? You just told me to turn that off. So, you know, yeah, it's time. turned it on, turned it off, turned it on, turned it off. What is going on? And now, you know, if ever I get bored and, you know, need a good game, I'll just fire up Norton Antivirus and it keeps me entertained for hours. Ah, it's the second ever Big Fish Thoughts podcast, and yeah, to be honest, things are a little bit different from last time. I mean, you know, whilst recording the first episode, I had no idea how I was going to get it to people or anything like that. You know, I was pretty me with a microphone, really. Not too much more. Whereas now, you know, you can get us, which is quite good. We're on iTunes, we're on Podcast Alley. That's about all I've got around to submitting to, but there might be some more, you know, one day. Brightened up the show a bit. We've got music and jingles and, you know, all sorts of crazy stuff like that. We've got an email address as well, bigfishthoughts@gmail.com. You know, if you feel like emailing in any comments, preferably nice ones, but if not, that doesn't matter. Yeah, and also, if you want to record your voice, you know, making comments or whatever, shouting at me, something like that, then hopefully, if I'm technically wizardly enough, then I can get that on the show. Which would be pretty cool, because frankly it's just me talking at the moment. And we've also, speaking of brightening up stuff as well, we've got some music on today's show. Fresh Sunday with Melody Sings, which is coming up in a couple of minutes. Not a couple of minutes, that'd be quite a while, wouldn't it? A little bit less than a couple of minutes. Yeah, quite soon. Anyway, Fresh Sunday. I've never heard of them before. You know, I found them on the internet, on, yeah, saying, please play me on your podcast, or something like that. So I am. I think I'm allowed to. Yeah, wow, got it from the Podsafe Music Network, or something like that. So hopefully it's all alright. Anyway, you've probably never heard of Fresh Sunday either. They have a website as well, which is, you know, distinctly more than me. But, you know, such is life. www.freshsunday.com. You can find out a little bit more about them. Buy their CDs, for example, if you wish. You know, I'm sure they'd be quite grateful for it. I went over there, actually, you know, just as I found them, and, you know, thought I'd read about them a bit, you know, see what they're like, see what's going down. And apparently, you know, they've got a bit of a Christian rock kind of influencey kind of thing to them, which, you know, quite subtle, I thought, compared to some of the other Christian groups which go around. To the extent I didn't even notice it, but that may well have just been me. But it's a good tune, so, you know, I thought I'd play it. This is Fresh Sunday with Melody Sings.
Hard sometimes to hear your voice above the crowd, above the world, above the noise, and I have no choice. Oh, I gotta get away from my day-to-day busy way. Need a change of heart and a change of pace. Then comes the rain.
To welcome on today's show, Stunty the Stunt Egg. Well, yes, anyway. Now, Stunty is basically a British Lion free-range egg of the large variety, I believe. Let me just have a wee look at him. Oh, yes, there he is. Oh, Stunty. Oh, brilliant. Now, you know, by his name, in case you hadn't guessed, Stunty's going to do a little bit of a trick. You know, we have it set up here in the studio, otherwise known as the dining room. Now, basically, what we have is a jug of the 1 pint variety. Yeah, 1 pint variety jug. On top of that, we've got a placemat from the table. And then, on its end, stood on top of that, is a roll of kitchen roll from the kitchen. And balanced, perched on top, is Stunty himself. Now, what I'm going to do is push away the table mat quite hard so the Stunty is displaced, left to free fall, and hopefully, all being well, he's going to land safely in his jug of water and not on you know, the carpet or anything like that, because that might make a bit of a mess. So without much further ado, I'm just going to put the microphone somewhere nearby so you can hear it. Hopefully it won't get wet. I'll have to make sure of that. And just bear with me a second whilst I get some insulation on the floor. Okay, that's better. Right, we've got a tea towel now protecting the floor. So, you know, hopefully stuff shouldn't go wrong. Okay, hopefully you can hear all that. We are still recording, so that's all good. Get all lined up. Okay, and in 3, 2, 1. Oh, hold on. Stuff worked, at least. It's a bit wet around here. Microphone's alright, because obviously it was nicely out of the way. Don't know if you heard anything. I'll have to listen to it back. But, yeah, using kitchen roll was a good idea, because I can now use it to over some of this water, which is soaking into the carpet and stuff. But, yeah, and I'm just going to have to go and clear up. But basically, stuff worked. He's alright. And that, unfortunately, brings us to the end of this episode of the Big Fish Thoughts podcast. You can, of course, read more during the week, you know, before the next episode, which hopefully there should be one. If you do want to read more, we've got the Big Fish Thoughts blog at www.bigfishthoughts.blogspot.com. And I'm just going to have to leave you with a joke. Really. These two parrots are sat on a perch, and one of them turns to the other and says, "Can you smell fish?" I say you know too much.